This is John Batchelor, conversation with Gary Bass. His book, his new book, Judgment at Tokyo, World War II on Trial and the Making of a Modern Asia. This is a guide, a lesson learned, a warning to all those who speak of war crimes trials as if it's straightforward, as if something can be seen on television or reported and go immediately to the courtroom where they will be condemned, the person, the perpetrator, or the people blamed. War crimes, you hear war crimes often in Ukraine. You hear war crimes often in Gaza. You hear war crimes across the map in conflict zones. What does it mean to create the conditions for a war crimes trial, war crimes tribunal, all within this book? And one particular warning must come from the great dissenter, a man by the name of Radhama Binod Pal, a judge from India, who wrote a 1,000-page dissent, as Gary Bass will now explain, and to this day celebrated for it. Dissent for the tribunals condemning so many to death for their conduct in war. Here's Gary Bass on Radhabinod Pal, the judge from India.
So he's, I'm so glad that you liked him because he's one of my favorite figures. And one of the great pleasures of writing this book was spending time with his children and grandchildren in Calcutta, who very generously shared memories of their father and their grandfather. He is from, you know, an absolutely self-made man who brought himself up from rural poverty in Bengal, part of British India, to rise to be at the pinnacle of academia in Bengal at the time. He's the head of a great university in Calcutta, and is a very impressive legal scholar. He's not actually trained in international law, although it is universally believed, not universally, but it's widely believed in Japan that he was the only real legal expert there. He's a national hero in Japan to this day because of his dissent, that he says that all of the defendants should be acquitted. He questions the legitimacy of the court, and writes this remark, spends most of the trial writing this remarkable dissent, which runs to sort of 1,200 pages, where he complains about the biases and legitimacy of the court. It's a very complicated but very powerful dissent with a bunch of different elements, but he's an absolutely extraordinary figure, and he's one of my favorite characters in the book. I felt privileged to be able to spend time with him.
More of this later.